after the death of neighborhood activist Betty Nixon this week, several politicians and news outlets, including WPLN, erroneously reported that she was the first woman to run for mayor of Nashville. In realizing our mistake, we got to know Barbara Kurland, who ran a full 20 years earlier. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
In 1971, Barbara Kurland decided to run for mayor based on one issue, the most controversial of the day, school desegregation and federally mandated busing. She felt like it was the only way to influence the process.
Most people were so mad at me because I thought black and white children should go to school together that I don't think they noticed I was a woman.
Kurland finished with just 4% of the vote in a crowded field that included Beverly Briley. He was a popular judge who helped establish the city's metro form of government.
When it was all over, one of the other candidates said to me, you know, you were the only gentleman in the race.
But Kurland's views did make her a local celebrity. WLAC gave her a midday call-in show after the election called Viewpoint with a Liberal. She's long retired from operating her knick-knack store in Franklin. She's now 87 years old, still goes hiking most days in Warner Park. Kurland never ran for office again. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.